Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, May the 26th, 2023. How about that? 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour, and as I say, it is a true getaway Friday because it is Memorial Day weekend, which I guess is the official kickoff to summer. Now again, the first day of summer is not until June 21st. And they like to mess that around, throw that back and forth from year to year. But, okay, go ahead, caller.
Scott, for that answer, I'm going to say like an actor in the movies, those villains.
Well, no actor in a movie. No actor in a movie. And I think we might have a guest coming here. So hold your calls for a second, and we're going to come back to the game here in just a second. Because we do have the African Safari Wildlife Passes to Port Clinton that we want to give away, VIP passes. And we also have the pizza and other things going on here this morning. But one thing we want to do on before we head off for Memorial Day and the official kickoff to summer is we want to celebrate, this is our first celebration of many that will be coming up, the 9th anniversary of this program, which will happen in early June, June the 11th. 9 years I've been doing this program. And we've had a lot of great guests. And I've been on air now for about 21 years. And the plethora of guests that I just look back on who have been such friends of this show, Phil Donahue and Sam Donaldson and Pat Carroll and just great, great people, Ernest Borgnine, Tony Curtis, the great people who've been on this program. But today is a real touchstone. Betty White was on the program several times. Today's a real touchstone for our first bit of anniversary celebration because I've told this story before, and the person on the other line is probably sick of me telling this story, but I love to tell this story because I think of this person as part of our radio family because we normally visit sometimes around birthday time, my birthday time, or Christmas, because usually at Christmas she has a brand new Hallmark movie that's out. Those are always great, but I first came in contact with her through the television. Back, I believe it was in 2002. Now, I was in college in those days, and there was a new show that had come on network television, and in those days, a lot of people watched network television. This is really pre the explosion of the internet, before Netflix and all that. It was a show called Good Morning Miami, and in Good Morning Miami, one of the stars of that show was an actress named Ashley Williams. And for my money, for all those years of Marilyn Monroe and Farrah Fawcett and people of that nature being people's television crush, Ashley Williams back in 2002 when I was in college was my crush on television. And when she came on the show many years later, talking about one of her Hallmark movies, trust me, a lot of times you run into people who you like a whole lot before you actually meet them in person, and then you meet them in person or over the telephone, in this particular case, and they don't quite live up to what that is, what you hope they would be. This person has always exceeded that. She's got the best laugh in the world, and before we bring her on, because I don't think I've ever done this before, the theme song to Good Morning Miami, going way back 21 years now, gosh, that's amazing for me to believe, very short, very good theme song, we're going to play it here. Here's the theme to Good Morning Miami, then we're going to chat with our friend here momentarily, but take a listen.
Keep on moving, but your own life's waiting.
right, and here we go with a little anniversary celebration here. I'm so glad she could join us live this morning. Back, my college crush, Ashley Williams. Ashley, how are you?
Wow, with the intro, Scott, every time you blow me away. First of all, Ernest Borgnine, Betty White, and Hallmark star Ashley Williams, you flatter me.
No, see, you're number one, Ashley, because I think back to college, and I think, you know, it's just so interesting to get to talk to you, and I'm so glad you were able to call in today, because we didn't get to talk at Christmas last year. It ruined my whole Christmas.
Oh, no!
Yes,
Oh. Yes, I mean, first of all, thank you so much for that crazy blast from the past with that Good Morning Miami opening song. I haven't heard that song Scott, you're aging both of us, but I seriously don't think I've heard that song in 20 years. So thank you for that little walk down memory lane. I was like dancing around in my little bedroom listening to that just now. Thank you.
Well, you know, it was a good show. It was a good theme song. I'm sorry it didn't end up running longer, but I guess that's show business, but it was a good, good show.
Yeah, it was my first job right out of college. And yeah, do you remember when all of us used to watch network television? So it was kind of a big deal. It was, you know, I was 22. I had just finished doing a summer theater tour at Williamstown Theater Festival, and I booked this TV show on NBC. It was must-see TV. You know, it was basically right after Friends. I mean, what a time slot. It was crazy. But it is really interesting to think about how much television has changed in the last 20 years, because there were about 8 shows on the air at the time, and now there's, 500.
I know. It's a little different world. And, you know, and I always want to make clear to the audience here that I am not one of those people who has, obsessions with movie stars or television stars. It's nice when they come on. I like that. But I never, I never had posters on my wall or anything like that. I never wrote the fan letters. But there was something about you that just, you were the one for me in those days.
That is so funny, Scott. I love it. But listen, this is why we're all here, is to celebrate you, not me. Why are we talking about me?
Well, because you're important, and I'm just here day to day doing this little show. That's all there is to it.
Well, I'm a huge fan of the show. And listen, congratulations on 9 years. I mean, I know you've been at this a long time, probably as long as I've been acting. But, you know, at 9 years and never been kissed. This show. How does it feel?
Well, you know what? Some days it feels like 9 years, depending on the guest. But there are other days. You know, I don't want to talk bad about anybody, but the other day, and I won't say who it was, but we had somebody on, and I'll tell you, it was one of those 45-minute periods that seemed like about 45 days.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. God bless their heart. But we made it through.
Well, good. And of course, I'm sure all your listeners stayed tuned in, because you're just a really good sort of touchstone for all of us. So thank you for all of your incredible hard work and expertise all these years. It's really cool to see.
Well, I appreciate that, but the great thing about doing a show like this, which I'm sure you know, is that you meet everybody. You meet authors, you meet people who are doing movies, you meet producers, you meet local people, you meet, what job could you go to every morning, and one morning you're talking to Betty White, and the next morning you're talking to an author of a World War II book, and then you have Heloise on, and Dear Abby, and then of course Ashley Williams. I mean, what kind of job is that? I mean, it's the best job, but it's not work. You know, we do it for free.
Who was it that said I get paid to wait, but I work for free?
That's exactly right.
You get paid to set up the interviews, but the interviews, you're happy to do for free.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting. I often ask myself that same question as an actress when I'm, having to shoot a, fight scene, for some sort of mystery TV show, or, like in these Hallmark movies, I have to kiss these adorable Canadian men. And I think when I was growing, I was in high school and in college studying, I didn't think, well, one day maybe I'll make some money kissing Canadian boys. It gives me work. It'd be a lot worse.
I'll tell you, you know what's funny, and I shouldn't admit this, but the truth of the matter is, until the first year you came on and were promoting the Hallmark Christmas movie, and we've done that several years now, which is always fun. It's a great Christmas tradition and always a great movie. I don't think I'd ever watched a Hallmark movie from beginning to end. Now, that's horrible, because they do good movies, but when I knew you were going to be in it, I said, oh, all right, let's get this thing down. Let's DVR this thing. I'm going to watch it, because not only, as I said, you know, it does go back to 2002 and being the, you know, the college crush, but it's, you were so great the first time you were on. You heard that, you just took it in stride, you were a great interview, and you are a great, great actress, so it all works out.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I mean, listen, I actually like what you said about, you know, you'd never watched a whole Hallmark movie start to finish. I mean, that's one thing that's interesting. The Hallmark medium is kind of changing a bit, but one thing that they will always stay true to is this is the light, yummy break that all of our brains need from the real world, which I don't know about you, but every day gets more and more intense for me. And getting to be a part of this Hallmark family has been so satisfying because, you know, yeah, you come home from a long day and you throw on something feel good, and even if for 30 minutes while you fold your laundry or, you know, are sort of working around your house, I feel like Hallmark movies really do kind of bring people a little bit of light spirited goodness, you know, all year round, and I'm really proud to be working with the network, because I don't know about you, but I really need that.
Well, and it is absolutely true, and I have watched more Hallmark movies now since that point, because what I found with them is they take really good stories that have happy endings, and don't, especially in the world today, don't we need a nice happy ending?
I mean, I always do.
Yes, that's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and it's been really cool the last couple of years. Hallmark has really, you know, allowed somebody like me, who's always sort of been a writer by nature, they've allowed me to start producing and writing and directing these movies. And it's been such a joy to, you know, get behind the camera and be a part of actually making, you know, telling the stories. It's been a really fulfilling aspect of my career. And you know, I so enjoyed myself so much that I actually started, I don't know if I told you this, but I started a women's directing program at Hallmark recently. I noticed that a lot of our people behind the camera were men, and I just thought that was so interesting because so much of our audience are strong women. And I thought, why don't we get strong women behind the camera telling the story, you know? So I started a mentorship program called Make Her Mark, so our program essentially trains directors on site and then gives them their first job. So not only do we train our directors, we employ them, and we set them up to succeed. So we've got our first round of mentees happening right now. Crystal Lowe from Sign, Sealed, Delivered. I don't know if you're familiar with her work. She's a wonderful actress and has been a director for about 15 years, but nobody has ever given her first shot. So I was able to make her the first candidate in our program, and she's doing a great job, and I'm going to be very vocal about promoting the first movie that she directs. So stay tuned.
That is so wonderful. That sounds like such a wonderful program. And I wonder, because we talk a lot in the world of politics, we talk a lot in the world of just life, how it is harder for women to get promotions or get in certain positions, even in 2023. Is that the same, obviously, in the movie industry?
Yeah, I mean, listen, traditionally, the role of the director, you know, it's been a traditionally male role. I mean, film in general originated as sort of a male-driven profession, and listen, the men that have run it are absolutely the most wonderful men that I know. You know, these incredible directors that we have up in Canada are so generous and kind with their knowledge and have really mentored me over the years, and I don't want to get rid of them. I just would love to get to a 50-50 parity, you know, so about half of the movies are directed by men and half are women. That would be incredible.
Now,
you know, so that's really what we're working towards.
That's very interesting. Now, do you think when you see something written or directed by a woman as opposed as written and directed by a man, is there a difference that you could see?
Gosh, you know, I think it really depends on the director. There's exceptions to all of this, but what I notice is setting foot on a set that's being run by a woman. What I notice is that there's a little bit more of a gentle spirit, and of course I'm generalizing here. But you know, I think women. You know, I'm generalizing, I apologize, but, you know, we, as mothers, there is an awareness to, you know, everybody's feelings, thoughts, ideas, from the lowest person on the totem pole all the way up, and what I notice is that a set being run by a woman has a little bit more of a familial, sense to it, And more than anything else, I think women are just as good at storytelling as men, and I just want to make sure that they're given those opportunities and that they're trained properly so that they can succeed in the future.
Mm. You know, at this point in your career, when you've done such great work, when a script comes to you, how do you decide if you're going to do it or not?
Well, you know, I mean, the full disclosure, Scott, I am just in this Hallmark family. So I actually had to pass on a Hallmark movie this year because my kids were sort of going through a transition period and they needed me. So that's why I passed. But it has nothing to do with the project, you know, which is a really interesting thing. At this point, you know, I'm kind of in the Hallmark family. I just love it. They send me an opportunity, and I say, "Oh, great! You know what? This works with the summer camp schedule."
No,
you know. So, you know, but more than anything else, what really grabs me is the romance. You know, the story of two people connecting under kind of, you know, in really interesting, obstacle filled circumstances. That's where I find the humor. And that's the parts where I find, you know, electricity are in the connection between our two leads.
You know, something that always fascinates me when I'm watching movies like that, where people, actresses and actors, are not playing real people, they're playing characters that were written on the page. In your case, how much of Ashley Williams is in those characters that you play in the Hallmark movies?
Well, I think, you know, I'm a complicated creature, Scott. So what I tend to do is, you know, find some aspect of my actual spirit and personality that you know is inherent in the script and just lean into that. So, you know, I'm not going to play, you know, I'm probably not going to play a circus clown. But if I had to, I would, you know, see what happens when I pop a red nose on and get in my goofy stage, you know? I think, you know, I don't really believe in manufacturing a whole sort of other identity. That's just not the kind of actor I am. What I like to do is just find which aspects of my personality are inherent and kind of lean into them.
You know, I forget which actor told me this, but at one point I asked that question of another actor, and they said, "Well, if nothing else, they look a lot like me."
That's brilliant. Who said that? You don't remember who said that?
That might have been, you know who I think, I think that was Ed Asner, who used to come on
a
lot.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
Yeah, and I thought that was a great line. I thought, well, I guess that's probably right. We do know. But the trick, he said, was, I do remember him saying, the trick was making the audience forget that it was the Ed Asner that they had always seen and get into the movie.
Right, absolutely. I get that. That's the kind of thing you run up against when you're super famous, which is not a problem for me.
Well, what is your life like? I bet people would like to know. What's a typical day like?
Oh man, I gotta tell you, it is just about the least glamorous. I'm on the phone with you right now in my bedroom, which is just littered with boxes. We just moved recently into a new house, and you know, we're at that stage where it's sort of like you're finding hangers with all your kitchen stuff, you know, it's kind of in that phase. And, you know, more than anything else, Scott, I've got two boys. I've got a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, and I pick them up at 2:20 from school, and we go to the park, and I, you know, I sort of follow them around with Band-Aids and water. I mean, life.
Do you think, though, because maybe of the era when movie stars were rushed around in limousines and things of that nature, that people think that you have a completely different life than maybe somebody in the Midwest?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there are really crazy days where I kind of pinch myself and I cannot believe what's happening. You know, there was a day I shot a movie called Two Tickets to Paradise for Hallmark last year, and there was a day where I had to wake up at 5, a car picked me up, brought me to a pier where I was put on a jet ski and taken out to swim with dolphins on camera for 2 hours, and then I had to change in a public bathroom, fly home, and go right into hair and makeup and attend a big gala event that night. In California, you know, then like I had woken up in Hawaii, swam with dolphins, you know, flown 5 hours, gone into hair and makeup, put a dress on, and was suddenly on a red carpet. And that was one of those days where I was like, is this really happening? What is happening right now? So every once in a while you get a crazy day like that. But for the most part, I'm trying to figure out, okay, we're doing tacos for dinner on Tuesday, and, you know, I got to read that script and turn notes around, you know, I mean, not right now because the writer's strike, but before all that, you know, I'm just sort of I'm just working and trying to kind of keep my house afloat.
It must be an interesting life, though, because I think living in that creative world is fascinating. I think, you know, when we talk about jobs, when I was talking earlier on about doing this job, it is always fun. You know, I made a little fun there of the guests sometimes are a little different, but it is different than working, I think, you know, in a restaurant. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just think creative jobs, painting, acting, broadcasting, there's something different there. Differently fulfilling, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a way better actress than I was a waiter, so I got that going for me.
That turned out okay. Well, we know movies are filmed early. Is there going to be a Christmas movie on Hallmark this year?
I am working right now. I know I'm going to do a fall movie that I'm going to be shooting in the next couple of weeks, and Christmas is still to be determined. You know, this writer's strike is kind of throwing a wrench in all of my plans. So I'm not 100% sure yet. But yeah, I am going to go shoot like a really sweet fall movie soon. So you can look out for that one, you know, right around when you start to get your sweaters out.
That's going to be great. Now, do you have an idea for a Christmas movie?
Oh, I got too many ideas, Scott.
Well, I know you love Christmas. I remember us talking about that one time. You love the Christmas holiday.
I do. I do love Christmas. In my elementary school yearbook, next to my picture, my quote was, "I wish every day was Christmas." Can you believe that? Who knew I'd be in the Christmas business all these years later?
What is the biggest change between you as a child and you now?
Oh, gosh. More responsibility?
That's true. That happens.
I think it's all the same. It's just now I've got a driver's license and people relying on me. I mean, I'm very, very much still a kid at heart. You know, I have the most fun on my Instagram page making the silliest videos of me running in slow motion. I just think are such a hoot. So you should go check those out. If you want to know what I was like as a kid, go check out my Instagram page.
You know, Ashley, I know you're busy here, and I just want to take up a few more minutes of your time here. A few weeks ago, I saw Michael J. Fox on one of these CBS Sunday Morning, and he gave a quote that I just thought was fascinating when he was being interviewed by Jane Pauley. He said, gratitude sustains optimism. And I thought, gosh, what a great quote that is to remember. What a great philosophy. Do you have a philosophy that you live by?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's a good one. You know, whenever I Yeah, whenever I kind of lose my footing, going to gratitude is a really good way to find my way back home. My parents used to say to me, if you ever are not feeling good about yourself, go do something nice for somebody else. And that's another thing that, you know, I think we have these moments, especially in this really super digital world and digital age that we're living in right now, where there's so much stimulation. I don't know about you, but there are some times where I go, whoa, where am I right now? Am I okay? Is this all going so fast and there's so much coming at me? And in moments like that, that's when I find, you know, every time I'm at the grocery store, I text another mom friend and I say, hey, I'm at Trader Joe's. What do you need? And they'll always write back, you know, tortillas or, oh, can you grab a bag of apples? And it's that little thing, that little gesture that kind of can help me remind myself who I am, you know, which is I'm no matter what is going on, no matter how much is coming at me, I'm a kind person, and I'll prove it by getting you some tortillas.
You know, if you got me tortillas, I would say she's a kind person. That's a kind thing to do
right.
For somebody. Absolutely. Well, Ashley, I cannot thank you enough for calling in, because to be honest with you, we're getting ready to celebrate this 9-year anniversary, and it seems like, you know, a good amount of time, and we're going to celebrate it right on up through June the 11th, and having you be the first person to call in really is a touchstone for me, because like I said, it has been so much fun having you on the program at certain times of the year, during certain events, to talk about certain things, because when you like somebody a whole lot before you meet them, when you become a fan, and you're one of the few people who I genuinely was a fan of before I ever got to talk to, and I told you, the old college crush there, when you came on, I thought, oh, this could ruin it, and you came on, and you did the great laugh, and the great person that they've heard for the last 20 minutes here, and doing nice things like calling in for the anniversary of this program is another one of those. Even with my eyes closed, I know you were a beautiful person, so thank you.
That means so much to me, Scott, and back at you. I love your show. I'm grateful you keep reaching out to me to come on the show. I will always do it when I'm available, and I'm really grateful for your support, and congratulations on this huge milestone, 9 years. It's awesome.
Thank you, Ashley. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. Ashley Williams, one of my favorite people. Hey, now that I could just go home now. We could just shut down today, and I could go home. What fun that was. Ashley Williams, the one and only. 41 minutes past the hour here. All right, we can go back to Family Feud here. We've got the beanie, Del Taco beanie and Del Taco gift card for Judy. She won last hour, but we've got the African Safari tickets we want to give away to Port Clinton, and we've got the large Neighbor's Pizza one topping. All right, what was the category? Let me see here. See, now I'm all out of sorts. Got to find my paper. Okay, here we go. Name someone who gets paid to wear a mask. Surgeon is number one, clown is number three, welder's number six, fireman is number seven. Still four answers on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I would love to hear from you and put you in the competition. We've got nobody in the competition, and I think I might be giving away the VIP passes to the African Safari this particular hour. 42 minutes past the hour. All right, let's go to the phones here. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Scott, I have a question.
Go right. Was that...
That told me the other time. If I bring today's paper in and I wait outside, if you leave at 1, can you bring me that Del Taco thing? Because I don't think I can do the stairs.
Oh, yeah, because I will leave, probably right at 1 o'clock. So, yeah, I can walk that out to you.
Well, because my one leg hurts and I have to go out and know it'll take me a couple of hours out of my house in the country.
Yeah,
so my leg has hurt a little bit, but I don't want to put any more. I don't know about those steps and stuff, but I'm going to say a coal miner, somebody that works at a mine.
A coal miner. Let me see here. Now, no coal miner on the list, but you did guess actor earlier. Now, there are no actors on the list, but there are. There are characters on
like
the
Batman.
List.
Batman.
Like
that.
Yes, Batman is number four on the list. By the way, how about that Ashley Williams? Did you hear that?
I heard some of it. I just fixed my breakfast.
Oh, I'm telling you. But when she is the most wonderful person who ever put on the face of the earth. I just love her.
Well, a little bit I caught here. She sounds really nice. You know, you can tell kind of nice people. She sounds really nice.
Absolutely. She's the nicest lady in the world and has come on before. She does those Hallmark movies, and she's just great. So I'm glad you got to hear that. Absolute Batman on the list. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Telephone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Let's take the phone call here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Spider-Man,
absolutely, number 8 on the list. Now, what did you think of Ashley Williams? Oh, no, we'll ask when the caller calls back in what she thinks of Ashley Williams. So we've got Judy and Charlene in this. And what do the other people in the... I know Charlene is listening in an office. I don't know how many people are in the office today listening. But did they get to hear that Ashley Williams interview? Because honest to goodness, I might put that one in the time capsule. 740-383-9944. All right. Name someone who gets paid to wear a mask. We've got a surgeon. We've got a clown. We've got Batman. We've got a welder, a fireman, and Spider-Man. We still have two answers on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, Charlene and Judy in the competition here this hour, and I think we might do the African Safari Wildlife Passes this hour, VIP Pass, over in Port Clinton, and then we'll do the Neighbor's Pizza during the 12 o'clock hour. 740-383-9944, if you have a guess. All right. Go ahead, caller.
The characters at Disney.
Yes, Disney is number 5. How many are in the office today? Oh, we lost again. We're going to get her. I'm going to have to ask it before I give her the right answer next time. All right, 740-383-9944. The characters at Disney are on this particular list. All right, we got Surgeon. We've got Clown. We've got Batman. We've got the Disney characters. We've got... Welder, Fireman, Spider-Man, and I guess we're down to one answer now, really, on this particular list. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a robber. He gets paid maybe by a store that he robs, but a robber?
You never know. No thief on the list.
Okay.
No thief on the list today. The category, name someone who gets paid to wear a mask. We've got a surgeon. We've got a clown, Batman, Disney mascots, welder, fireman, and Spider-Man. 740-383-9944, and we've got Judy and Charlene in the competition this particular hour. 14 minutes left, and I think we are definitely going to do the Wildlife Safari VIP passes this hour. And, hey, it's your chance to get in over in Port Clinton. They're near Cedar Point, and you can pick those up before 1 o'clock today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's the final answer? Name someone who gets paid to wear a mask. Surgeon was number 1, clown was number 3, Batman was number 4, Disney mascot was number 5, welder was number 6, Fireman was number 7, and Spider-Man was number 8. What's the final answer? What is it? 740-383-9944. What have not we crossed here? What bridge have we not crossed in this particular category? Name someone who gets paid to wear a mask. Now remember, that's the hitch in this question, who gets paid to wear a mask. All right. How many listening in the office today?
There is about 7 to 10 of us in here today.
Now, did you hear the Ashley Williams interview?
Actually, no, I didn't. I must have been running in and out.
Oh, my God. Well, it was fascinating. You have to go back and
listen to it.
You'll have to. All right. What's the guess?
A nurse.
A nurse. Oh, that's a good one. No nurse on the list, but a good guess. No nurse on the list today, but certainly a good guess. All right. 48 minutes past the hour. What else do we got? One answer left here on this Getaway Friday. How about that? My goodness, Memorial Day weekend. Go ahead, caller.
How about a dentist?
Not a dentist. That's a good guess. No dentist on the list here today, but not a bad guess at all. Getaway Friday, March the 26th, 2023. 48 coming up on 49 minutes past the hour on this Memorial Day weekend. Judy and Charlene, the only ones in the competition so far this hour. Name someone who gets paid to wear a mask. Someone who gets paid to wear a mask. Surgeon number one, clown number three, Batman number four, Disney mascot number five, welder number six, fireman number seven, Spider-Man number eight. What's the number two answer? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
A baseball catcher.
No baseball catcher, but did you get a chance to hear Ashley Williams?
She's a very bubbly, energetic person.
I mean, honest to God,
to be around.
I could retire right now. I mean, I could walk out this door. Is she not?
Well, we hope you don't, but yeah. She sounds like a lot of fun. A really fun person to be around.
You know what? It was absolutely true. When I saw her in 2002 in that television series, I was one of those people, you know, you have a crush on. Like, I'm sure you had somebody in the, like, Farrah Fawcett or Marilyn Monroe who you have a crush on. And when I got to have her on the show, I thought, oh, this is going to ruin it. She's going to come on and she's going to be obnoxious. And, gosh, she's just the best. Called in today not even to promote anything.
Good people to have around.
Good people. Hey, thanks. All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 10 minutes left this hour. Name someone who gets paid to wear a mask. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Hockey goalie.
Yes, that's it. Hockey goalie. You got it. Hockey goalie, that is it, and that rounds out our eight. Name someone who gets paid to wear a mask. A surgeon, hockey goalie, clown, Batman, Disney mascot, welder, fireman, and Spider-Man. Okay, well, we've got about 9 minutes left in this hour. Let's go on to the next category here. Our next category is going to be kind of interesting. It's names. I don't know that we've ever done one like this before. Okay, well, let's see here. Name an actress who seems, well, okay, let's do this. Name an actress who seems to get better looking as she gets older. Okay. Do you know some actresses? This is an actress category. We've got six of them. Name an actress who seems to get better looking as she gets older. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The African Safari Wildlife tickets over in Port Clinton are on the line here today. Coming up this particular hour, Judy won the Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie earlier. But we still got these African Safari tickets, Charlene and Judy, in the competition here. And we've got six actresses on this list. I don't know that we've ever done one with real people like this before. We'll see how this goes over. Name an actress who seems to get better looking as they get older. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. An actress who seems to get better as they get older. Go ahead, caller.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts is number two on the list. You got it. Julia Roberts shows up at number two on our list today. Name an actress who seems to get better looking as they get older. Julia Roberts, number two on the list. Go ahead, caller.
This is silly. Do they have to be alive?
Let's see. I think all these people...
Yeah. Raquel Welch, she just died, though.
Yeah,
so it might have not Yeah, they're all in the survey.
I believe these are all alive.
Well, I mean, she just died, unless it was taken like a few... I think she just died a couple of months ago, didn't she?
She did. She's not on the list, but I believe every single person on this list is still alive.
Okay, I just want to guess somebody dead, okay.
Yeah, all these actresses, I believe, are still alive, unless I'm to be corrected somewhere along the line. All right, go ahead, caller.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie's number three on the list. You got it. Angelina Jolie shows up at number three on our list today. Name an actress who seems to get better looking as she gets older. Julia Roberts, Angelina Jolie so far. Go ahead.
Reese Witherspoon.
No Reese Witherspoon on the list. No Reese Witherspoon on our particular list here today. Name an actress who seems to get better looking as they get older. We've got Julia Roberts at number two, Angelina Jolie at number three. We got 1, 4, 5, and 6 left on the list. Okay, let's see if we get an answer here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, I think it's Jennifer Aniston.
No Jennifer Aniston on the list, but a good guess. No Jennifer Aniston on the list here, but certainly not a bad guess. Name an actress who gets better looking as they get older. Julia Roberts, number two. Angelina Jolie at number three. All right. Who are the other four? 740-383-9944. And remember, they are all living actresses. And we've got the African Safari Wildlife Passes VIP to Port Clinton, Ohio. They can be used anytime this summer, and you can pick those up today before 1 o'clock. Going to do the drawing here in about 4 minutes. 740-383-9944. But don't forget, we've got a whole nother hour. We're going to be giving away that large one-topping pizza to Neighbor's Pizza, so you're not going to want to miss that. All right. Name an actress who seems to get better looking as they get older. Go ahead, caller.
Jennifer Lopez.
No Jennifer Lopez on the list. No Jennifer Lopez on this particular list. Name an actress who seems to get better looking as they get older. All right, go ahead, caller.
Selma Hayek.
No Selma Hayek. No Selma Hayek on the list here today. Name an actress who seems to get better looking as they get older. Go ahead.
Scarlett Johansson.
No Scarlett Johansson. No Scarlett Johansson on the list here today. And these are all, I believe, living actresses. 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
Sandra Bullock.
No Sandra Bullock. No Sandra Bullock on the list here today. I thought she might make it. Name an actress who seems to get better looking as they get older. 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
Nicole Kidman.
No Nicole Kidman. No Nicole Kidman on the list here today. An actress who seems to get better looking as they get older. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Drew Barrymore.
No Drew Barrymore. No Drew Barrymore on the list here today. Boy, we're ripping them off here. 740-383-9944. Coming up on 58 minutes past the hour. What is it? What's the answer going to be? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say that Gwyneth Paltrow, I think, is her name.
No Gwyneth Paltrow. Good guess. No Gwyneth Paltrow on the list here today, but not a bad guess. 57 and a half minutes past the hour, this historic hour here on WGH Talk. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just tuned you back in. I got busy there. Has anybody said Jennifer Aniston?
No Jennifer Aniston, but a good guess.
All right, thanks, Scott.
No Jennifer Aniston, but not a bad guess. Oh, Ryan missed the Ashley Williams interview. My goodness. That's a tragedy. like I said, I could retire right now. I could retire, walk out the door, and be a happy person. All right, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
No Jamie Lee Curtis on the list here today. We've got the African Safari Wildlife Tickets VIP passes over in Port Clinton, Ohio. Give me an actress who seems to get better looking as they get older. We've got Julia Roberts and Angelina Jolie, still five left on the list here. Go ahead, caller.
Anne Hathaway.
No Anne Hathaway on the list here today. I like Anne Hathaway. She's in a lot of good movies. 740-383-9944. All righty. My goodness. Go ahead, caller.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
No Michelle Pfeiffer on this particular list. An actress who seems to get better looking as they get older. We still don't have the number one answer. Can you imagine that? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Sigourney Weaver.
No Sigourney Weaver on this particular list here today. We've got Julia Roberts, Angelina Jolie, and four others left to go. 740-383-9944. Just Judy and Charlene in the competition here so far. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if she qualifies, but I'm going to say Marie Osmond. She never seems to age.
Yeah, you're right. No Marie Osmond, but a good guess. And remember, these are all living actresses. No Marie Osmond on the list here today. Name an actress who seems to get better looking as they get older. Julia Roberts and Angelina Jolie are the only two that we have so far. Go ahead, caller.
Goldie Hawn.
No Goldie Hawn on the list here today. All right, we're going to draw for these African Safari Wildlife tickets here momentarily. And then we've got the Large Neighbors One-Topping Pizza coming up next hour, so don't tune away. We still have an hour coming up. Go ahead.
Brinley's mother says Susan Sarandon.
No Susan Sarandon, but did you hear the Ashley Williams interview?
Actually, I was outside for that.
Oh, my God. You gotta find it on the website, because I'm telling you, I could retire right now. Okay. I could just retire. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, one more guess here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we're going to do the drawing. One more call, one more guess here. Now remember, next hour we're still going to give away the pizza, so don't tune away. Go ahead, caller.
Jennifer Lawrence.
No Jennifer Lawrence. All right, time for the drawing for the African Safari. Two passes, VIP. Charlene and Judy are in this hour, competition-wise. Hold on. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say that Blythe Danner, I think, is her name.
No Blythe.
Yes, Mom.
Nope, good guess, though. No Blythe Danner. Okay, the winner of the African Safari VIP passes go to Charlene this particular hour. Charlene, you can pick those up today until 1 o'clock. Now, we're going to break, but we've still got the pizza, the Neighbor's Pizza, coming up. And maybe, well, we might do African Safari tickets if somebody would want those. All right, guess what? Stay with us. We're going to be back here in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Some of the really, really big names from Celebrity Apprentice. And I think it really, really is.
The 40th Treasurer of the United States,